Joining me over the phone, I've got Carl Zuloff, who is retired, but he was with Ohio State University in the Department of Agricultural, Environmental, and Development Economics. Carl, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you for asking me, Kaylee.
Of course. So I want to start. I want to turn the microphone on over to you. I want you to give us a little bit of a background on you and your experience at Ohio State University.
I was at Ohio State for 36 years. My areas of expertise were marketing and agricultural policy. I have been a share rent landlord since the late 1990s. As part of my family's farming operation that I grew up on, and have been marketing corn and soybeans and a little bit of wheat annually since then.
Perfect. And that's what I want to talk about today is marketing corn and soybeans. Just watching the markets, every day it seems like it's just more and more red. So I think it's a great topic to talk about. Some of the lessons that you have picked up on, learned over your years. So I'm going to turn the floor over to you. Let's just see, like, what are some of the biggest pieces of advice or lessons you've learned over the years with dealing with markets?
I would classify them in four different categories. The first is that you have to be really honest and objective with yourself as to how well you are doing. And that means you need to actually calculate a number and compare it against the standard for the area. I have known farmers that, at least I have, my perception is that they're very good marketers and they will have a higher price than the area. I've had farmers that I think are struggling and are not, and they don't really know how they're doing. So USDA NAS really makes this easy because they report averages for the state. All you need to do is just compare your average price for a couple of years with respect to the state, and you'll know if you're doing better or not. And it's really important that it be objective because I think it's hard to, because you're selling so often, it's hard to get an idea of exactly what you are doing relative to something else. So this is a benchmarking exercise, and it gives you an idea of whether you are doing better or worse than the farmers in your area. I think secondly, if you're going to be good at marketing, you have to enjoy it. And the reason is pretty simple. Even the best marketers don't do the right marketing decision every time. And in fact, the available evidence suggests that they're wrong somewhere around 50% of the time. These are the best marketers, okay? So you have to have something that you're getting out of it when you quote, fail and don't do what you should have done in retrospect. And enjoyment is one of the things that can come out of that. And if you don't enjoy marketing, then my advice is try to just get the average price for the area. And the best way to do that is to scatter your sales out over the year to pick times and dates that make sense for you, and just try to get the average price. And we know from lots of studies involved both commodity markets and stock markets that if you are doing things incrementally over time, at a little bit of a time, you will get very close to the average price. And therefore, marketing is not hurting you. And that's what you're trying to do. You don't want it to hurt you. You would like it to help you, but you certainly don't want it to hurt you. The third thing is that there is real value in having a marketing plan where you do certain things at certain times of every year, and that is that you're consistent. That consistency has benefits. You should decide and coordinate that with your operation. When do you know you're going to have cash flow needs, such as when do taxes come due? When do you pay for inputs? And target sales so that you have that money as opposed to simply having to sell what are called desperation sales, i.e. the time has arrived and I need to be there, and then coordinate your marketing with storage. Studies consistently find that you don't necessarily make a lot more money by storage, but storage gives you a lot of options, particularly on-farm storage. It allows you to harvest when local elevators and other outlets are not operational. It allows you to spread sales out over the year and get closer to the average price. There's just a whole host of non-monetary benefits to marketing to storage that are really useful. And then finally, the last thing is for that part of marketing that you want to vary from year to year, so what share of marketing you want to vary from year to year, the big thing in my experience is you have to manage regret. I should have sold then, or I sold too early. What regret does is it focuses you on the past, not on the future. There's very little you can do about the human nature of regret. You're going to feel it, but you can do things to manage it. And there are three really, I think, simple ways to manage regret. The first is if the price changes have been favorable for you, if you are a seller and prices have been going higher, you should probably sell some. Don't have to go all the way and sell all, but sell some. If you have a big one-day move and it's in the direction like prices increase a lot, you should do that because there's lots of evidence that big one-day price moves kind of revert the next day. They move back the other way. And then finally, if you have a good price, if you say this is a price I think is good, then sell some. And a good price is one that brings you a return that I would say makes you happy. So those are the four things that I think can help you manage the stress, make you feel better about your marketing. Be honest and objective about how good you are. Ask yourself if you enjoy it. Coordinate it with your business plans. And do things roughly the same time each year for that part of selling. And then for the part that you vary, manage regret by following simple strategies to take advantages of price moves that are favorable to you or prices that are good for you.
And our listeners here, they're at different parts of their careers at Farmers. We might have some that are just starting out, just starting to market themselves, some that have been doing it for years. You, in your experience, when did you feel like you had maybe more of a grasp on the whole figuring out marketing? Like, not necessarily, like, you never have it fully down, but when did you feel, like, more confident in your marketing decisions?
It took me probably 5 to 10 years, to be honest about it, okay, before I started to realize what the situation was, how important regret was, how important it is to be honest with yourself, how important enjoyment is. You can do very good because you're just lucky, and you can do very bad because you're just unlucky, and you need to kind of figure out what can you do and how can you feel so that marketing is not a burden and not stressful. And if it is, then as I said previously, just create a simple strategy to get the average price for the area, and concentrate on other things in your farm and make them better. But it does take a while because of the fact that there's random chance that always affects how well you do. And sometimes you just do well, even in spite of yourself. And sometimes you actually do the right thing, but the market doesn't reward you. And you just have to navigate yourself through that process of randomness that exists in all these markets. So it takes a while to do that.
And with the market being how it's been this year for the 2023 crop and looking ahead to 24, what advice do you have for farmers?
The markets have clearly wanted to go down this year. There has been a fairly progressive move down since the planting of the crop across all the major commodities, or at least all the major Midwest commodities. I don't follow all commodities, but all major Midwest commodities. And what that tells you is now you should have sold, okay? But that's not, if you haven't done that, then you've got to move yourself forward from this point of view. So try to ignore the fact that you're behind because prices have been trending down, and focus on how you can minimize what's going forward. And so you're trying, I would say, first of all, what kind of cash flow needs do you need? They have to be met. Just be honest about it. This is right now is a market that wants to go lower. It is, I think, trying to find the bottom. I'm not sure it has found it, to be honest with you, Kaylee. That's not to say that it hasn't found it. I'm not good at short-term price forecasting. I'm not good at long-term, but I'm really very bad at short-term price forecasting, and that was one of the things that I learned, okay? So I think, to focus yourself on where am I right now and what do I need to do beginning now to do the best job of marketing going forward, and try to put in the rear view mirror as much as you can the fact that prices have been trending down. And yes, obviously anybody should have sold more, but that's looking back, and it's easy to look back. It's much harder to look forward. And so just focus yourself on having a positive attitude about, well, I'm going to do the best job I can from here on.
Well, I like the honesty there on what you aren't the best at. And, the honesty right there that you showed us, it's a great way to take away from this interview and the conversations you had. Carl, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, and I wish everyone good luck.
Again, that is Carl Zuloff. He is a retired, was it a professor? Were you a professor?
Yes, I was.
He is a retired professor with the Department of Agricultural, Environmental, and Development Economics at Ohio State University on AM 1330, FM 95.7, WRAM.